am Lanya Ross. I have the honor of being the president of the Minnesota Groundwater Association this year and working with an amazing team of people. And I'm very excited about this conference and all of the speakers who have volunteered their time and their expertise to come and speak. Those of you who read the details of the brochure for this conference might have rolled your eyes or chuckled a little bit at some of my quite liberal use of adjectives, but I stand by what I said. Here in Minnesota, our groundwater is used by innumerable exciting plants and animals. I think that the calcareous fens are just one example of that, but I know a lot of us are working on those kinds of ecological and groundwater systems, and that's just fascinating work to me. I get to do a little bit of that in my job. We have millions of fascinating people who talk about fascinating topics. This is a subliminal plug for the KARST, the Sinkhole Conference, coming up in the fall, but just one small example of the fascinating people that we have in the state, including yourselves. And we have thousands of remarkable businesses, and many of them depend on the groundwater in our state. And we're going to hear about many of these throughout the conference today. And I know I'm a little corny when I say this, but I think it's important that, you know, these are all the resources, these animals, these plants, these businesses, these people, they're what are supported by the work that we're doing related to groundwater. So that's the point. I'm kind of in a what's the point kind of mood these days. So today we get to hear about a lot of this work. We are also going to get some updates done on the work that's being done through the Minnesota Groundwater Association Foundation. We're going to get updates on our white papers initiative and also celebrate some of the great student achievements related to groundwater. So we're covering a lot today, but I do want to make a plug for next fall's conference 2, where there's an opportunity to hear from each and every one of you. We're having for the very first time, we're co-hosting the Sinkhole Conference, which is going to be a week-long event, and it's going to be held in Rochester in early October. And we are asking that if you are doing work related to karst issues, karst aquifers in Minnesota, or you know people who are doing that work in the Upper Midwest, please submit an abstract to present or to give a poster at that conference. The deadline is May 11th, and we'd really like to make sure that some of the work that you are doing is showcased and shared among the broader audience who are also working in that field. So May 11th, and you can submit that. There's a link on our website, mgwa.org. So that's on your to-do list when you leave this conference today. That fall conference, which is a big week-long event, and there will be some trainings and some field trips and a bunch of presentations and social events, it's a great opportunity to build your professional and just network of friends, co-workers. But today's event is the same thing, and so I want to make sure that I call out some good opportunities here. We have a lot of students here today, which is fantastic. And we also have some of you professionals who have volunteered to serve as mentors for the day. If you haven't made an official volunteer to do that, there's still an opportunity. So during the first break, I'm going to call everybody up here, students and professionals who want to connect with them. I would like to point out that students, this is a great opportunity for you to meet some people who are doing, you know, work in the field. And I also would like to point out that for you entrenched professionals, this is a good opportunity for you to get some new ideas and think about things in perhaps some new ways. So I'll remind you of that at the first break. I also want to call your attention to where we have some additional information. We have the presentations here, but across the hall, we have a poster session. So we have some great posters, and there's some good tools there. So room 156. And so I'll direct you there as well. We have some interesting projects that I think will be useful to you as you're doing the work that you do. Finally, I just want to say a big thank you to all of you, to our sponsors, to the exhibitors, and to people who have made donations to the foundation. It's because of your support that we can provide this conference, and that we can provide the scholarships and support the students and the other activities that we do. So thank you all very much for that. And thank you to our speakers for taking the time to share your expertise with us. I know this is not easy to put together a presentation and commit to coming here today, so I very much appreciate that. Thank you very much. So with the speakers that we have today, my goal when I put together the agenda was to start with sort of a big picture look at sustainability, and focusing in part on one of Minnesota's oldest and largest water uses, and that would be agriculture. And then throughout the day, we're going to move down into more detailed examination of what sustainable groundwater actually looks like at the individual day-to-day decision-making scale. What are some of the trade-offs? What are some of the tools available to do sustainable groundwater management at that individual level? And then after lunch, we're going to kind of talk about, you know, how are we managing sustainably, but what are the limits we're managing within? So that's going to be the focus after lunch. And then we'll end up kind of back up in the clouds, talking about one approach, ways we're trying to work to combine all of this information, all of this data, some of the cloud computing that lets us actually pull it all together and crunch through it. And so that's kind of how I saw the flow of today going. Hopefully that gets across. And so I'm very excited about all the speakers who volunteered for my little experiment. Thank you.